Right, it's a slow play of the ball. There's a Wakefield player in the way. Gets away with it. Mellor gets the ball. He's sidestepping. He's going for the line. And Joe Mellor has scored a simple try. Wakefield totally switched off. It was an awful play of the ball. He found Mellor 10 metres out. And he sidestepped his way through five stationary Wakefield defenders. Chris Chester will be scratching his head. 6 minutes gone. Joe Mellor opens the scoring. Yeah, and a simple conversion. He's slotted straight between the uprights, and it is Widnes 6, Wakefield 0. Trinity come down the short side, and Bill Tupou's away. He's going to hide it back himself. He gives it to Caton Brown. They won't stop him, will they? Thompson after him. Is he in touch, or has he scored? Caton Brown has scored. Well, Bill Tupou made the break from the scrum. He didn't back himself, and he didn't need to. He's got an Exocet missile on his left-hand side, and Caton Brown scores despite the best efforts of Corey Thompson. It's Widnes 6, Wakefield 4.
Well, Caton Brown, once he gets an opportunity, puts the burners down from there, and I say there's not a lot of stopping him, but I tell you what, man, that was pretty close. Gave the sign to go for the 2 points 40 metres out and rejected that, and now 10 metres out, good field position, had Widnes on the rack, decides to go for the 2 points. Strange one.
Well, it will get them level. He's 10 metres out, he's about 6 metres to the left of the post. Scoey's written it down already, so let's hope he doesn't miss here, Liam Finn.
Well, big for Peter, the big man's on, he's made an impression already, hasn't he?
He has, and the kick is good, and it's Widnes 6, Wakefield 6 here live on Radio Yorkshire. Here's the kick then from Marsh, 10 in from touch, sends it on its way. It isn't even going dead. It won't matter, he's got the kick between the uprights, and Widnes knows back in front, 8 points to 6. Well, it had to be accurate, that, because he wasn't going dead, was he, Stephen Marsh? Widnes 8. Wakefield 6.
No, it certainly wasn't, but the Widnes fans at the far side of the ground told you that it was going straight between the sticks from there, and Widnes getting himself 8-6 in front.
Finn, they've got numbers. Bill Tupou will score. Slices through again. He could be the match winner for Wakefield tonight. He's having some real joy on this left edge. But credit Wakefield. They kept their patience and they took their chance when it come. Widnes' decision to take the two bites them on the backside. It's Widnes 8, Wakefield 10.
Yeah, it certainly has. The 2 points hasn't made a difference whatsoever. But what he did, it gave him great field position for Wakefield. And well, I said about Corey Thompson, if he keeps letting the ball bounce, it's going to embarrass him, and that's exactly what he's doing. That little chip over the top from Scott Griggs, he had half an opportunity to take it on the full, let it bounce, he caught the ball up from there, but I say it's just that good vision again, excellent pass to Tupou, we don't stop him.
Here now is Finn then to add the extras, just slotted a penalty from a similar angle, and he's got his angles right again. The flags go up, and Wakefield lead here by 12 points to 8.
As I say, we give ourselves try up.
Well, here's a chance. Here. Williams going for the line, and he'll score straight from the scrum. Widnes have switched off, and Sam Williams with a drop of the shoulder, a little fend, and he scores in front of the jubilant Wakefield fans. Wakefield extend their lead. It's 16-8. Here's Finn to make it a 10-point pool game here at the Select Security Stadium. Here he comes, strikes it confidently. The flags go up. And from being 8-6 down, they've got two tries in 4 minutes. Wakefield lead 18-8. He's looking for Arundel and Ben Jones-Bishop. Arundel has caught it, gets it away, and it's a try in the corner. And Wakefield surely wrap up the points. Wonderful kick from Williams. And the ball caught by Arundel, dumps the ball out, and it's in the corner. And the try scored. I'm not sure who has scored it, but Wakefield have the lead. They lead 22 points to 8. On this right touchline, it's 22 points to 8.
Yeah, the Wakefield fans are in fine voice now, aren't they? I tell you what, they're enjoying this season, aren't they?
Of course they are.
And why not?
Well, if Hull and Salford lose, not only are Wakefield in the four, they're level with the team in third. Here's Finn from the sideline. This doesn't look a bad effort.
Yeah, he likes it.
This doesn't look a bad effort. The flags go up. The cheers will tell you that. It's Widnes 8. Wakefield 24.
This is great defence here look from Wakefield. Corey Thompson. He's been pushed back, what, 10 or 12 metres? Great defence from Wakefield.
It is.
That just shows you, again, just the commitment and the team spirit they've got for each other now, you know, this Wakefield side. And it's a credit to the coach in Chris Chester.
It is indeed.
To Finn, gets it to Tupu, down the line, Caton Brown, second try, and that is game, set and match. Wakefield will take home the spoils, and they are putting the pressure on the top four, and they're putting their dreams of Old Trafford firmly at the top of the agenda. Kick from touch from the far side for Finn. He's on the left touchline this side. He's been glued to the touchline either side. Here he comes.
He's even dancing and clapping with the fans. He's big for feet. You have a look at the goal kick, and I'll look at it for feet. Tell you what, he's better than the cheerleaders the way he's dancing. Go on, big boy.
Here's Finn from the sideline.
He likes it.
He likes it again. It's another one. It's a pearl from Liam Finn. He's 5 from 6. And Trinity lead 30 points away.
Yeah, big for feet. And I think he should be maybe concentrating on this kickoff rather than concentrating on the conga with the Wakefield fans, to be honest with you, from there. But that just shows you the character of big for feet.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It has been a professional job tonight, 30 points away. What's witnessed now, what for the last 71 minutes they've played, they've got 8 points as they're trying to gamble. They've got it to Caton Brown inside the 20. He is off. Can he get past Thompson? Gets it back inside, and they are going to go the length of the field from the kickoff, and it's Bill Tupou who scores. Wowee, Wakefield Trinity kicking in the turbo here. 2 tries in a minute. That is breathtaking stuff. Caton Brown sets up Bill Tupou, who goes 50 yards to score. It's Widnes 8, Wakefield 34.
Well, Tupou gets himself a double, but I can reassure you, Mark Wilson, that is a training ground move.
From the left-hand side, it's a low strike. The touches never move. It's Wakefield who lead 36 points to 8 here.